Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney continues to be one of the only public officials willing to let the Consensus Commission proposal to merge the city of Syracuse and Onondaga County to create a single municipal government play out. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Mahoney suggests opponents are drowning out many of the facts in the debate over government consolidation.
Mahoney is on a political island locally when it comes to the Consensus Commission proposal to create a new metropolitan government if a public referendum warrants it. Most local elected officials have bashed the idea. Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, Onondaga County lawmakers, and many government officials in between. Mahoney remains supportive, and she believes what's been lost in all the negativity is the fact that voters are the ones with the ultimate say about creating a government.
If there is a way to take that report and turn it into a referendum and have the public vote on that, then I don't know what people are so afraid of. If it's such a horrible, bad idea, don't they have faith in the people who live here to vote accordingly?
Then there are the whispers the Cuomo administration is behind the consensus proposal. Miner has hinted at it publicly. Mahoney says the timing is coincidence, and the idea the state would withhold money from the county for not putting a consolidation referendum on the ballot isn't accurate.
There is nowhere in the governor's proposed budget that threatens us as a locality with our state funding if we don't do this. That is simply not true. And for whatever reason, that's what the word on the street is.
Mahoney's been an ally of Cuomo in recent years, while Miner has had more icy relations with the governor. In the end, Mahoney says citizens should look beyond the political grandstanding.
Somewhere in the local elected official conversation, there is an effort to prevent people from being heard on this, and I really want people to pay attention to that. That's really what they're fighting against, is you having a say. That should be troubling to people.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.